Now, Cameron Gosling was 14 years old when he actually died. That was after cold water shock, after plunging into a County Durham waterway last July, only just a year ago. And I'm joined this morning by his mum, Fiona Gosling. Morning, Fiona.
Morning.
Lovely to have your company. Thank you very much indeed on this Water Safety Week, popping in and having a chat with us. What sort of son was Cameron?
He was hilarious. Cameron kept the house laughing. You know, he'd walk into a room and he'd have you on the floor in fits, or he'd wrestle you to the floor, regardless of who you were. But he was funny. He was very caring, very outgoing, sporty. He was a proper lad.
And he had a zest for life.
Loved it. Loved his friends. He was always out with his friends. That's what his life was. His life was his friends.
And what you're doing with Water Safety Week is keeping his memory alive, aren't you?
Cameron's teaching kids now. He never took no notice while he was at school himself, but now he is going to teach the kids what they need to know, what cold water shock.
Now, Cameron could swim, couldn't he?
He's a fantastic swimmer. He used to go every week.
Now, what's important about this, it wasn't actually his swimming ability that he lost his life for, was it?
No. The minute Cameron hit the water, cold water shock instantly shocked his heart, which in effect shut his body down straight away.
So really, what we're trying to get over with this water campaign is for everybody of Cameron's age, when they look at water, it's not just a matter of, oh, I can swim, but it's the temperature you've got to consider as well.
Temperatures in this country never get any more, but never any higher than 15 degrees. Your body temperature is always 10 to 15 degrees higher than that. So the water is freezing. It's colder than you think.
And was it very warm out at the time?
I think it was probably one of the best days we had that summer. It was absolutely boiling. It was really nice that day.
And of course, that's what tempted him to, well, you know, I can swim, I'll be fine. I just fancy having a cool off. And of course, then the tragedy happened, of course.
It was probably the only time he hadn't actually asked if he could go. Every time he'd said he was going to go down, we'd said, as long as you stay up to your knees, that'll be fine. And we want to know where you are. This day, they just decided on a whim that they were going to go. Never told anybody where they were going other than the skate park. And they walked from Crook to Witten Park in the blazing heat. And literally, he'd waited. He wasn't messing about. He'd stood and waited his turn in a group of four and jumped in off a rock.
Now, obviously, you got the shock when, obviously, you were visited by the police, I'm assuming, that evening. You must have been at work or whatever, but you must have been totally shocked.
I'd actually got a text off my other son that was with Cameron to say that Cameron had jumped in the river and they couldn't find him because he hadn't come back up. So I got in my car and drove down to the river, where I was met by two fire engines, and my youngest son stood on the edge of the water waiting. The fire station manager, I think he was, took Curtis to show them exactly where they needed to be, and I was left on the side. And I literally had to just drive back up to my house because my youngest son was out with his friend, and the police were at the door when I got back.
And how have you coped since the tragedy?
You take every day as it comes. There's no normality in your life anymore. There's no routine. You don't sit down and have family meals because it's, you know, you're missing one, so it's not the same.
And obviously we're nearing the anniversary at this very moment in time.
We've just had the anniversary.
You have. I think it's very brave of you to get involved with now water safety. And what's so important about this water safety campaign, do you think? Not just doing it for Cameron, but what do we need? What message do we need to get across to young people?
It's not just young people. Adults don't understand what cold water shock themselves. So adults need to take heed of the messages and learn what cold water shock is, because it can happen. You can be swimming and cold water shock can start taking over your body while you're swimming, and it can happen to anybody. You can be fit, you can be healthy, you can be the best swimmer, the worst swimmer. Cold water shock can take anybody. It's not selective.
Now, you're going out to schools. You're trying to get this message out through local media. This is why you're here this morning at 105.9 Bishop FM. But you're trying to get this campaign up and running, and people can get involved with this campaign, can't they?
We do have a campaign on Facebook called Campaigning for Calm, where, you know, there's all sorts of information on there. There's other family stories. There's information on how cold water shock affects your body, ways you can stop it. Obviously, that's swimming in a swimming pool rather than the river. There's timetables of all the swimming pools, so you don't need to be going down to a river. There's information on what fire, you know, what the fire services have to do, what the mountain rescue have to do. There's all sorts on there.
Now, as you say, the fire service and the police were very heavily involved with Cameron's incident, but we owe them an absolute gratitude for all the hard work they do, don't we?
We do. You really cannot thank them enough for it. It's, you know, they're putting their lives in jeopardy by going and trying to get these people out that are jumping in through no fault of their own. They don't understand the real dangers of being in and around open water. So, you know, we have to get it out so people can judge for themselves and understand what danger they're putting themselves and other people in, because, you know, them having to go in and rescue them are putting their lives in jeopardy as well.
Now, schools that you're going to over the next couple of weeks, what else is going on with the campaign? What else are you going to be trying to be doing over the next couple of months and through the next year to really get that message out there?
I'll literally do whatever I need to do. I'm doing talks in schools. I'm going into Sunderland University in August. We're doing radio. We're doing telly. I'm working with the RLSS. I'm working with other families. Literally, whatever I get asked to do, I will do, regardless of where it is or when it is.
Well, will you keep us in touch with the campaign and keep us in touch, and we'll only be too pleased to give it as much publicity as we can, as we are this week featuring water safety. Do you think anything could have been done to have prevented what happened to Cameron? I mean, obviously he's by the river, signs, postage, things like that, that signposts could have been put up, or do you think that we could do more?
It's education. Kids do understand dangers of water, but you don't understand the real dangers of water. Everybody knows you can go to a river, you have an accident, you can drown. But Cameron didn't know what cold water shock was. None of them knew what it was. And parents themselves, not a lot of them know what it is. So now it's about education. Educate not just kids, but adults as well. We all need to understand what it is so we can all pass the messages on and get it across.
That's one thing that you've done this morning. Can I wish you all the very best with it? And we can all do this in memory of Cameron, so something comes really good out of what's happened to you, because we don't want anybody else falling in and having the same problem, do we?
No, we don't.
All right. Well, look, thank you for popping into 105.9 Bishop FM. And my heart goes out to you and your team and everybody that helps you. And I really do hope that we can do this for Cameron and make sure that our waterways and the message gets out there, not only about that he couldn't swim or anything like that. I mean, a lot of people assume that he drowned, and that's not the case.
No, he didn't. No, not at all. Cameron didn't take on any water at all.
No. So we need to get that message out there, and thanks for popping into 105.9 Bishop FM. Mm-hmm. And as I say, you know, brilliant, and we'll support the campaign, whatever we can do to advertise it. And as I say, just be very, very careful. We're going to have warm temperatures this weekend now, and even warm temperatures, as you say, the water never gets above 15 degrees.